Students, and welcome to your grammar class. In this grammar class, we're going to continue studying conditional, which we started last audio lesson. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have understood the necessary grammar points. If you haven't, today is going to be another chance for you to clear things up, as we are going to take the second conditional once again. Or better, we're going to exploit it better. We're going to learn a little bit about it. But as always, at the beginning, we're going to start with a little bit of intonation exercise, which means a tongue twister. Now, I can't remember which last tongue twister we did with this class. So if we have already done this, then yay, good for you. You probably know it by heart because you studied it as I advised you to. But I don't think we did it. It's for the sound wo, so it's an easy sound, and there's a lot of wish. It's called I wish to wish. I wish is a verb. To wish is a verb. I wish to wish a wish. And if there's an A, it's a noun. Okay, so basically the whole tongue twister is about this. First of all, listen, and then we're going to repeat. Okay. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. But if you wish, the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish. Yeah, it's a wonderful tongue twister. Lots of wishing there. All right, I think it's pretty easy. The only different word out there is witch. And witch is, the scary lady, a strega, right? And we say wishes because she is third person singular, right? Okay. Now I'm going to repeat it again slowly, and you repeat after me. I'm going to make pauses. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. But if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. All right, let's do it again. A little faster, right? I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. But if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish. Awesome. Now, once you get a hang of this, the goal here is to try to repeat it as fast as possible, but always pronouncing everything correctly. So, I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish. All right, perfect. Remember, tongue twisters are important tools for your pronunciation. Pronunciation is important in so many ways. Of course, it's all based on the grammar that you have to know, but it is important because it's so different. Its English pronunciation is so different from that Italian one, right? So remember, it's kind of like a warm-up, right? Before we get into our grammar fun, we do a little bit of a warm-up so we can start speaking English. All right, and back to grammar fun. Focus a little more on if I knew and I wish I knew. So the different way of expressing a second conditional. But before we do that, let's just do a quick summary of what we've studied so far. Conditionals. First conditional is the real conditional. It is formed by present simple and future simple. So if plus present simple plus future simple, or unless plus present simple negation plus future simple. So for example, if it rains, I will take an umbrella. Unless it rains, I won't take an umbrella. Okay, that's very easy. It's a 90% chance of something happening. Now the second conditional is a little trickier. It is formed by past simple and conditional, which is would, could, might, may. It expresses an unrealistic situation, right? A desire in a way. It expresses, the tricky part about this is it expresses a present situation, but we use past to express it. That's the only thing you need to remember. So if I had $1 million, I would travel the world, which presupposes right now I don't. So I'm here teaching English to you, but once I have, forget about this. All right. Okay, so this is that, and let's jump in into If I Knew and I Wish I Knew, which is incidentally in your book if you are in the possession of Murphy Grammar. It's unit 39. As always, after this we'll be doing exercise, which I'm attaching to this audio lesson. Okay, study this example situation. Sarah wants to phone Paul, but she can't do this because she doesn't know his number. She says, if I knew his number, I would phone him. Sarah says, if I knew his number. This tells us that she doesn't know his number. She is imagining the situation. The real situation is that she doesn't know his number. So, as you can see, she is using past to express present, right? So, if we used a first form, so present tense, it would mean that it's a real situation. But when we use a past form, it's unreal. Okay, when we imagine a situation like this, we use if plus past, if I knew, if you were, if we didn't, etc. But the meaning is present, not past. For example, there are many things I'd like to do if I had more time, meaning that I don't have time right now, right? Or, if I didn't want to go to the party, I wouldn't go, which means, but I want to go, right? Or, we wouldn't have any money if we didn't work, but we work. Or, if you were in my position, what would you do? Or, it's a pity he can't drive. It would be useful if he could. Right, so these are all expressions of present situation using second conditional unreal. Or we use the past in the same way after wish. I wish I knew, I wish you were, etc. We use wish to say that we regret something, that something is not as we would like it to be. For example, I wish I knew Paul's phone number. Means I don't know it and I regret this. Or do you ever wish you could fly? Clearly, you cannot fly, right? Or, it rains a lot here. I wish it didn't rain so much. Or, it's very crowded here. I wish there weren't so many people. But there are a lot of people. So you say, I wish there weren't. Or, I wish I didn't have to work tomorrow. But unfortunately, I do. So as you can tell, I wish I plus past simple is the same thing as just past simple in the second conditional, right? Meaning you regret something, wish plus something. It's a regretting something, that something's not as you would like it to be. So again, it's an imaginary situation. Okay, if I were and if I was. Now this is an interesting point in grammar. Let's see, after if and wish, you can use were instead of was. So you could say, if I were and I wish it were. You can only do this in second conditional. So you would never ever use the grammar structure without s in other situations. But in a second conditional, instead of saying if I was, which is the correct grammatical structure, or you could say if I were. And it's a clear underlying situation of a second conditional. Is this clear to you? I hope it is. Let's continue. So after if and wish, you can use were instead of was. If I were and if I wish it were. If I was, I wish it was are also possible. So you can say, if I were you, I wouldn't buy that coat. Or if I was you. Right? Which is grammatical, something we used to, but if I were you is a conditional. Okay? I'd go for a walk if it weren't so cold, or if it wasn't so cold. So both are correct in this case. Or I wish you were here, or I wish you was here. Okay, I think this is not a difficult grammar topic because, well, basically you're not gonna make any mistake if you use were or was. But remember that you can use were with first and third person singular. Usually, we do not normally use would in the if part of the sentence or after wish. If we do use would, it would be the second form of the verb will, right? Auxiliary verb, so it's will, would, would. For example, if I were rich, I would travel a lot, not if I would be rich, right? Or, would you ask if you needed help, not if you would need help? Or, I wish I had something to read, not I wish I would have. Sometimes wish would is possible. I wish you would listen. But in this case, we mean that we're tired of something or, it's a little annoying. So we say, I wish you would, when we're tired of someone's actions and you hope they're gonna cease. They're gonna stop. All right, let's move on to the last topic. Could sometimes means would be able to, and sometimes was were able to. For example, she could get a better job if she could speak English, meaning she would be able to get. And if she could speak English means if she could speak, if she was able to speak, right? Or, I wish I could help you. I wish I could. Means I wish I was able to. All right, try to pause this and make examples of your own. Make five examples of every topic we studied so far today for second conditional, and then we continue.